Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Talkin' Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm David Streepy.
And I'm Becky Streepy. This week on the show, we're talking about vegan options at Barrier Island Brewing on St. Simons and Unreal Steak Slices. We're also finally eating Zapp's Voodoo Pretzel Sticks. You are welcome,
wow.
Dave.
Wow. So now it's like you're doing me a favor by finally doing this 7 weeks after I bought it.
It's for you.
You know, in the time that's come and gone since then, since I bought this,
yeah,
I've tried the Voodoo chips,
yeah,
and I don't like them.
Oh no!
So, really missed the moment for me to learn that I don't like the Voodoo flavoring on the podcast.
Oh no!
It'd be a good capture of emotion or revelation or an action moment. Like when I ate the nasty tahini gummies last time, and you realized at that moment that I don't like them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. Hey, hi.
Hi.
Hi. I don't want to do Buffy Bites this week.
Mm-mm. But we need to take some time off to accrue.
But I do want to say one thing. Mm. Two things about Buffy.
Okay.
And then we'll move on.
Yes.
This is Buffy Nibbles.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. All right. You ruined it. All right. Here's the thing that I wrote up. This might be a tweet. Probably not. It might be a thread. Probably not. I'm doing all right on threads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got a good engagement on threads.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
Good is like, good.
Thanks.
The face.
Yeah. Thanks for telling me that good is good.
You're welcome.
For the amount of time that I spend there, the engagement that I'm getting tracks. Versus on Twitter, sorry, X, the amount of time that I was like glued to it was... I wasn't getting it as like a proportional level of engagement.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wasn't engaging myself other than scrolling and looking, which I guess is engaging.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is Buffy Nibbles. This is the first thing. Right, that is so fucking gross. Has anyone said that Buffy's outfits slay? Has anybody said that? Surely.
I hope so. They certainly do.
Surely. I know we talked about it. We talked about how great her outfits, like, they've aged beautifully.
They really have.
Literally have aged beautifully.
In the episode I watched most recently, she had this very beautiful dress that I want.
Okay.
I want it.
Okay.
It looks like a tank top dress over a long sleeve shirt, but it's really all one piece.
Oh.
And the shirt's kind of like this purple gauzy and the dress is black and like straight and comes mid-calf. And it is so cute.
All right, you should cite the episode that she wears that in because...
It's a school shooting episode.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Another one.
There's another one. Yeah.
But this one's a little more pointed, almost feels a little PSA-like in moments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So... I saw an episode of Buffy that I like. I really liked the episode.
What?
And Xander made me LOL.
Oh, you texted me when he made you LOL, but you didn't say why. You just said that he
did. Just want to say that there's one that I really liked.
I love to hear that.
So we'll talk about it on Buffy Bites next time. Xander said, he was saying to somebody else, he said, Angel is our friend. And I don't like him or something like that. And it made me laugh. Or that I don't like is what he said.
Angel is our friend.
He like whispered, shouted it. It was funny. It's funny. I got to give Miss flowers.
You do. I just did. Of you. You did it.
The reason I don't want to do Buffy Bites is because we got to do Toviews.
Toviews!
We haven't done Toviews in a while.
Gosh, we really haven't.
Hold on.
Lights. Camera. Action. It's Talking Toviews.
All right. We're in it. It's Talking Toviews. Hey, this is our Shows of the Summer edition.
Ooh, okay.
Of Talking Toviews. You know?
All right.
I think we're deep into the summer. It's very hot. We're mid-August.
Oh, it's so hot. The heat with like the feels like temperature has been from 104 to 106 like for the past week. Yeah. And it will be that way for the coming week as well.
Yeah. It's hot.
I hate it.
It's hot.
It sucks.
But hey, what better way to beat that heat? My chair is creaking.
It is very creaky.
I'm trying.
I know you are. Okay, well, I don't blame
I'm trying to get in front of... I get a text from you when you're editing. Just out of context criticism. Like, you don't wind up to it.
Well, because in my head, I've wound up to it as I'm editing.
You say, you're very distracted, or you interrupt me a lot, or just like in the middle, like no... Not even like I have to do the connective tissue of she's editing the podcast and talking about that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll be more contextual with my critiques.
Or you could just text me and be like,
great job.
You did funny. You did. I love doing this with you.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
I can tell. I can tell. Yeah, what better way to beat that heat?
Yeah.
And stay inside and watch some shows.
Yeah.
So I thought we'd talk about some of the shows that we're watching.
Oh, yeah.
We just wrapped season one. That's what they call when you...
Wait. Hang on.
I'm in the biz. So yeah, I just want to let you know. When I'm going to raise this hand when I use some industry terms.
Okay.
You know, and you just kind of roll with it, you know?
Yeah.
So we just wrapped on season one of Silo. Silo.
Silo.
I thought you'd be more excited.
I am.
You are so excited to talk about this.
Silo is so good that Dave and I barely see each other anymore.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
And I keep getting home late and staying up too late just to watch a Silo with him because it's so good. Even though I shouldn't stay up another 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's more like an hour.
I need to know what's going to happen in that Silo.
These streamers don't go with conventional TRTs anymore. They just do whatever they want.
I love it. Yeah. Make it as long as it needs to be.
Yeah, but pay them for every minute, guys.
Yeah. Please do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I like Silo.
I enjoyed it as
well. We stayed up until 2 a.m. on Friday watching the finale of season one of Silo. And that's, we're old.
Yeah.
That's late.
It was rough for me. I struggled.
I stayed up another hour.
Yeah, you sure
played
did.
Video games.
I went straight to bed.
And then I got up at 7:30.
Yeah. Why?
And then I tried to go back to bed. And you seriously sat on the edge of the bed and talked to me. Because I think you were getting ready for a hair appointment.
Yes.
You were up and moving anyway. I'm laying there with my eyes closed in the bed at 8 o'clock, 8:30 in the morning.
I thought you were just chilling.
I didn't. You thought I was just chilling in the bed with my eyes closed horizontally.
Above the covers. I was the above the covers that threw me.
Okay.
I just thought you were hanging out.
So I need to. I was hot. See earlier comments about heat levels.
It's really hot.
It was hot.
It's making us all crabby too.
I'm not crabby. I'm less crabby than usual.
Yeah.
Apparently I'm crabby or grumpy is what you like to say.
Either way.
Yeah. I'm never grumpy, first of all.
No.
I'm not.
No.
What was that no?
That was me agreeing with you.
It sounded like you were saying no to the sentiment that I'm never grumpy.
We'll never know.
I'm getting upset. Not grumpy, but I'm getting... It's okay to have boundaries and then be upset when somebody breaks those boundaries.
It's true. It is okay.
And that's what you did right now. That's what you did in the bed yesterday morning.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was still all amped up, everyone, because... So yesterday or Friday morning, my friend Kim texted me and said, we have an extra ticket to Beyonce. Do you want it? They had a buddy that was coming in from California who... was not able to make it because of work, and they had this extra ticket, and I wasn't gonna do it because of budgetary reasons. Mm-hmm. And then I offhandedly mentioned it to Dave and he was like, what are you talking about? Go to Beyonce.
Yeah.
So
Beyonce.
So this was around lunchtime. So at lunchtime, I started preparations, dug out my clear stadium bag. I don't know if our international listeners have this situation, but here in the US where everyone has guns, you have to have a clear bag at a lot of venues mm-hmm. so they can look inside easily, make sure you don't have a weapon.
Make sure you have the right gun.
Yeah, they got to make sure you have the correct gun.
Right.
Yeah. So I had to get out my stadium bag. It was buried and figure out what I was going to wear mm-hmm. and also let Kim know that I would take her up on the ticket. Yeah. Anyway, so
tough
I got
life.
The reason we were up so late is because I went to Beyonce and yeah. then I had that early hair appointment that yeah. I'd booked like 2 months yeah. ago. So I had to be up at 8, out of the door at 8:30
yeah.
the next day.
Yeah.
It was rough. Anyway, I was also a little out of it because I had been up out partying.
Uh-huh.
And
I don't know why you're doing this. Why are you explaining all this?
I'm explaining why maybe I didn't pick up on your social cues because maybe I was just a little out of it.
Okay.
Because of all the excitement of the previous 24 hours is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it was a long road to get there.
It was a long road to explain.
And then you stopped and smelled the roses?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a nice day, so I did want to kind of marinate in that for a second.
We aren't talking toe views, I want to remind you.
Oh, shit. Well, I toe views Beyonce.
Well, hold on. Just to put a bow on this.
Yeah.
The thing that clicked for you was that I finally interrupted you and said, if I did this to you while you were trying to sleep, you would talk about it for a week straight.
Yeah.
And you said, oh, you're trying to sleep? Then you... And you got up and left, closed the door loudly. I hear you say to our son, Dad's trying to sleep, so be quiet. And
I was trying to protect you now that I had all the information.
At that point, I'm up. And I can't tell if it's a passive aggressive wake the fuck up or not.
No. It was
Everybody, this guy's trying to sleep, so everybody be quiet.
I'm sorry, I'm a monster.
Yeah. Well, it was pretty tacky behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I forgive you. I still have not gotten a great night of sleep because we were up late again. I was up late again last night.
You stayed up. 12:30 is late.
No.
For me?
No. On a weekend, no. You did get up earlier than usual.
Yeah.
You didn't get up at college levels, but I stayed up late, got up early again, went for a run. Ill-advised, very hot out. Anyway, Station 11.
Station 11 was the other show.
Another show. Yeah. Great show.
It really was.
Why is nobody talking about this show?
I keep mixing them up because they have both that like post-apocalyptic vibe.
Yeah.
But it's very different shows, but that's the only thing they have in common, really.
Not less a vibe than a premise.
Yes, that was a close. I almost did a spit take, everyone.
I mean, the vibe is because that's what the shows are about.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoyed Station 11 a lot. I liked that the leading lady was from
Kristen Wiig.
Stop and Catch Fire.
Yeah.
Halt and Catch Fire. Stop and Catch Fire.
I think she's on Stop That Fire.
From Halt and Catch Fire, which is another great show. But we won't talk about it because Dave doesn't like when I toe views about a show that we didn't just watch.
No, that's not what it's about. That's not what this is about. This is about what we're watching.
Yeah.
Even if we're watching an old show, we can talk about it. Like Station 11's years old, but we're talking about it now, so it applies.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be like, I used to watch Danger Mouse.
No, but I'm saying
that's not toe views.
You're right.
We got a whole segment for, well, Buffy's like a current watch, so it could fit a toe views.
It could, but it's its own thing.
I guess. I don't think it deserves. There are other shows that deserve a breakout segment more than Buffy.
Probably, yeah.
You got any others? Got room for one more. One more banger.
Gosh, I don't know.
All you do is watch Buffy and it's frustrating because there's other shows. We started Winning Time last night.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Winning Time season 2.
Oh.
So good.
It is a show about the LA Lakers, but it's more like a show about LA in the 80s.
It's more, well, yes. It's about building the business.
Yeah.
Less than it is about winning the games.
Yeah, there's a little bit of basketball in it, but it's you don't have to like basketball to like winning time. You just have to like incredible drama.
Show has no business being as good as it is.
Oh, it's beautiful too. It's got such great like the sets and the wardrobe and stuff are very wonderful if you're into 80s fashion.
And the actors and actresses.
Also all beautiful. Everyone's beautiful.
All beautiful.
Yeah. Well, it's LA.
That's true. It is LA.
Lights, camera, action. It's Talking Toe View.
All right, you interjected was on that. Mm-hmm. The listener will not know because you dub over these live plays of the theme song with your version of it.
The one, it's your version of it that you send to me.
Okay, but you don't, it's more fun when you just take the feed of it, though, you know? I think it's more fun.
I did that last week with with Toe News.
That and made me so mad.
You got mad at me. Dave got mad because I left the deet deet deets and didn't put in the theme song.
That was me giving up because you will never do it. I can give up on something and still be mad that I had to that it was a thing I had to give up on.
Yeah.
Right?
This is going great.
I don't think we should do the podcast anymore. All right.
Should we talk about...
Here's my coin. No, I want to talk about how you said was on that.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that. The verb tense, it's talking toe views. It works on the front and the back. Mm-hmm. Talking toe news. This is talking toe news. That's where this was talking toe news needs to be said.
Listener, I'm going to need you to weigh in.
They do not care.
They
do not care. They're like, why aren't you still talking about Cracker Barrel?
Also, listener,
do a Disney episode.
Feel free to message us on Instagram if emailing us is too stressful.
What? Are you not getting good engagement?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
Okay.
But some people are stressed out by email, and I get it.
Oh, I get it. I understand what you're... That was subtext.
That was subtext.
Yeah, I get it. I get subtext.
That was directed at one listener.
Yeah.
Hello, listener.
I know some writers who use subtext and they're all cowards. It's from Dark Place.
Oh. We'll add that to Toe Views real quick.
Garth Marenghi. No, it is not eligible for Toe News because we watched it years ago.
Okay. What we're going to do now is talk about Barrier Island Brewing. We're going to slam into the first segment. What do you think?
This is the first. We've done three segments at this point. Two segments.
We're going to slam into the first food-related segment.
All right. This is Talking Takeout. This is a part of the podcast where we talk about our experiences at a restaurant that we either dined out at or got takeout from. It's called Talking Takeout for the alliteration, but also because during the pandemic, it was all takeout.
Yeah.
Or delivery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is still takeout. Someone else just takes it out for you.
Yeah.
Took out. Either way. So we've talked before about visiting St. Simon's Island. It's our big family reunion trip. We do it every summer with Dave's parents and Dave's sister and her kids. It's really fun. We all beach down, pool it up. When we first started going to St. Simon's together, were we even married yet? Or were we
still? No.
No, we were just dating.
We had been to St. Simon's before we got married, but we did not resume the annual trip until after.
Okay. So we started doing the annual trips. I was a baby vegan at this point, I think. No, it was like 2006, 2007 maybe. So I wasn't a baby vegan, but I was still pretty new to the game. I'd only been vegan for 5 or 6 years. And y'all, it was rough. It was all seafood everywhere. Seafood and burgers as far as the eye could see. Barbecue everywhere. Yep. Yep. If you were vegan on St. Simon's, it was a dry baked potato and a salad with oil and vinegar.
Yeah.
I used to bring with me everywhere I went a bag of cashews and a little miniature shaker of nutritional yeast. Mm-hmm. It was that bad. Mm-hmm. So watching the vegan options on St. Simon's blossom.
I was going to say blossom.
Aw.
Yeah. In my opinion, nation, the sun is going to surely shine.
Has been really gratifying. And also, we eat a lot better than in the before time.
What do you mean eat a lot better? Healthier? Or just
more delicious.
Okay, yes.
We eat more delicious.
Yes.
Yeah.
We eat more We eat more delicious.
Yeah.
There's no other way to say it.
No other way.
Yeah.
So we've talked before about some of the other places that we went, but recently, on recent trips, this Barrier Island Brewing has popped up. It's right by the hotel where we stay, walking distance, which is wonderful. And they have a couple of options. Like they had last year, they had like a salad, they had a Brussels sprout appetizer, and like a, they had a hummus. That hummus wrap was on the menu still. But this year they have stepped it up even more. The chef knows what to do. And we discovered this on our second visit to that restaurant during this trip. So let's talk about our whole arc, right? Because we went there once with your family and then once just us. And that was when it really
got great. I got the same thing both times.
Yes.
So easy for me.
I got the same as you the first time. So why don't you talk about that? I didn't write it down.
We got the vegetarian pita, and that's a beet hummus with arugula. I always want to say arugula.
Arugula?
Yeah. That's like my mom says coupon instead of coupon.
I love that.
Coupon. Cucumber. Hey. Carrot. Lemon olive oil, sunflower seeds, served with fries, chips, or both.
Yeah.
I like a place that'll offer, like preemptively offer fries and chips on the plate together. You know what I mean? I'm a fry guy though. Give me that fry. I was talking with my nephew who like prefers house chips over fries, which is a psychotic take to me.
House chips though are really special.
Nobody's saying they're not. They can be. Nobody's saying that can't be true. Fries will always be better. Fries will always be better. Logan, it's wrong. So vegetarian pizza,
pita,
vegan as is. It's a delight.
It is.
It's a delight. It's a salad and a pita, and the pita is high quality pita. It's so good.
Honestly, for me, it's about the sunflower seeds. It gives it a real like 90s vegetarian vibe in the best way. It had me remembering like when I was in college, I put sunflower seeds on everything. And it has me like missing that style of pita or like wrap with crunchy sunflower seeds. And it's basically a salad in there.
Yeah.
So good.
Speaking of my nephew, Logan, who makes bad decisions. He made a good decision, one that we are charged with creating a vegan version of this.
Okay.
The potato chip skillet.
Oh, yes.
Which is the house chips, tender steak, beer cheese, cheddar jack cheese, red onions, and tomatoes topped with sour cream. It's basically chip nachos with like steak tips.
Potato chips, steak nachos.
And we can easily do this.
Yes. Beyond steak tips, I could make a beer cheese with cashews.
Yeah. Easily. What would, hey, Sepotember's coming up. So we can do that. We can kick off Sepotember with that dish.
Okay.
We just got to figure out the right chip.
Yeah.
So listener, suggest what is the best. We're not going to make house chips. We're not going to do it. I don't want to do that shit.
I'm not doing that.
What is the best chip that would substitute for like really good house chips from a restaurant?
I feel like some kind of a kettle chip for sure.
Well, we'll let the listener decide.
Listener, let us know your thoughts. So that wrap is great, and it's always on the menu, which is wonderful. You can also, for a like $2 upcharge, which isn't terrible for a tourist place, get the Brussels sprouts as your side.
Ugh.
And I ate a lot of crispy Brussels sprouts from Barrier Island Brewing.
And I think I said this last time we were talking about St. Simon's, but the children were enjoying the Brussels sprouts as well, and it was really upsetting me.
So we went back because we had such a nice time. And when we went back, I wasn't feeling a pita wrap. It was really hot out. I don't know. And something about a wrap and fries just felt like a lot to me. I didn't want it. And so our server was really friendly and nice. And so I was, we were like, hey, we were wondering. Oh, they have a pretzel charcuterie board, which is pretzels with like cheeses and meats and stuff, but it also comes with, I'm gonna maybe butcher this pronunciation, giardiniera, which is like those Italian pickled veggies, like carrots, cauliflower, other stuff. And we basically, I was like, we would like to get the giardiniera. I'm ruining it.
Doing great, Becky.
Thanks, honey. But we don't want to pay for the charcuterie board. and just get a bowl of pickles.
Yep.
Oh, and it also came with olives. I was like, we want just the pickles and olives from this, but I don't want to pay for this whole dish.
Right.
You know, if that's what we have to do. And I explained that we were vegan, and he was like, I've got you. I'm going to talk to the chef.
Uh-huh.
He went back into the kitchen.
Yeah.
He came back to our table.
Can't do it.
He was like, get out of here. Just get out.
The chef is really upset.
They're going to run you off the island. They're coming with pitchforks.
Run you off the island.
So he came back. He was like, I got you. Don't worry. Pickles and olives coming right up.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like whatever that thing costs, 20 bucks. It was a reasonable price. And then he said, also, we have a special today, which is a poke bowl, which I think is a rotating special like that they have often. So if you are on St. Simon's, you should see if you can get this. But they basically did it without the fish. It was vegan.
Yeah.
And it was sushi rice with sesame sauce, pickled veggies, crispy rice wrappers, like on top, a ginger cabbage slaw, and wakame salad.
Mm.
Y'all, I cleaned my plate. The sushi rice was like really nice and sticky, like not sticky sweet, but sticky like glutinous the way sushi rice is supposed to be.
Uh-huh.
But like just real nice sushi rice. Everything was just so good.
Yeah.
I ate that whole thing. It was so wonderful. It looked so good that I started eating. I forgot to take a video of it.
Mm.
I might have taken a video of it half eaten because I was like, oh no. But
and then you tried to mirror the video so that the plate looked like a whole plate.
Yep. That's what I did.
Tried to pass it off.
Yes. It was, y'all, it was so delightful and satisfying. It was probably the best meal I ate all week.
Wow.
And we ate at that fancy.
And we had mellow mushroom.
And we ate at the hotel restaurant, which is like very upscale. Yeah, they didn't do a great job this time. But
I don't know. They had good lo mein.
Yeah, that lo mein was good. Anyway, it was delightful. So Barrier Island Brewery, Brewing, they will take care of you. Just let your server know.
Yep.
And, you know, be nice. Tip and, well.
Yeah, be nice. Hey, in general, be nice.
Be nice, tip well is just...
Yeah.
That's the talking tofu promise.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, so good beer, good cocktails. Had an old fashioned the second time that we went. That was one of the best old fashions I'd ever had. They have pretty good beer.
Mm-hmm. I had a lovely pink lemonade.
Yeah. Check them out.
Yeah.
Check them out is my point.
And it's the prices are not terrible. Like, it's
right.
It can be expensive to dine out at St. Simon's, but this place is reasonable.
That booze shop next to it.
What is it called?
I forget.
Oh, it had a great name. Oh, I can't remember. The name was very funny.
Huh.
I remember we commented on it.
Hmm. Anyway, they're like twice the price for a six pack at that shop.
Oh, really?
Because they're like right by the beach. They're the only package store nearby. Oh, yeah. And so they're going to gouge you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't go there. okay. Great job. Great talking takeout. Now on to the fourth segment of the show. We got a lot of segments.
This is Talking Toe News.
Hey, welcome to Talking Toe News. This is a segment of the podcast where I pluck a headline fresh from the tree of vegan news and present it for discussion. And this week's headline is from Earth.com. August 13th, 2023 by Chrissy Sexton, Earth.com staff writer. The future of seafood has arrived with the future of seafood has arrived with 3D printed vegan alternatives. Amidst the growing popularity of plant-based alternatives, a notable void has been observed in the mock seafood department. Not true. Look at Vegan Z-Star. Despite unsustainable fishing and aquaculture practices threatening our oceans. However, groundbreaking research from the National University of Singapore has offered a glimmer of hope. 3D printed vegan calamari made from microalgae protein and mung bean protein.
Ooh.
Yeah. The innovative approach aims to provide consumers with a taste that is reminiscent of real fish while simultaneously achieving the nutritional profile of seafood. The calamari rings created in the study can even be air fried, revealing their potential as a delightful snack. article goes on, but let's take a beat and react to this.
I love calamari.
Yeah.
One of the things that on this trip was that several times while we were out with your family, they ordered calamari. Yes. And it reminded me also of that great calamari that we had in LA with friend of the show, Amy Katz.
That's true. Yes.
Anyway, so I would like to, I feel like the article doesn't really give any cred to like the amazing innovations in vegan seafood that are happening, but it's still exciting.
Yeah, I think, you know,
felt press releasey a little bit, but
it probably is. And this seems like a very, like, no, oh, look. Oh, look. Now, there's a whole roundup of, like, different vegan seafoods and, like, tactics for them. So they do give them a little bit of a shout-out.
That's good.
Popular vegan seafood products, you know. I would say maybe don't lead with the claim that there is none.
Yeah.
If your article contains several examples of it. Just be like, hey, it's cool that they're 3D printing calamari. I think...
The thing that's really cool to me, though, is the nutritional profile. Mm-hmm. I don't super care about that, but as a food blogger, people like to share things with me. And one thing I hear a lot is people getting upset that the vegan versions of things don't have the exact...
Right.
Like, I remember one woman who was a nutritionist being like, well, vegan cheese isn't good because it doesn't have protein like regular cheese. What do you do about that? And I was like, I don't know. Get your protein from something else.
Right.
Why are you getting your protein from cheese?
But
I guess, and I've heard, and the same thing with the seafood. It's, you know, vegan seafood can taste delicious and taste very similar to conventional, but you know, it does make the bar, it makes it easier for people who are trying to translate from a standard American diet to a vegan diet.
Right. I think you're like, I think it's conflating two ideas. One that, You're getting, you have a conventional framework in your head of what a meal consists of and the components of a meal. And I'm talking about products, not nutritional, like, not under the hood.
Right, yeah.
So I think your tendency is always going to be to drift towards that.
Yeah.
And I think your point is, yes, do that, but you need to be mindful of what's not under the hood of these things and correct for that.
Right.
I think that's a real tricky road. I think, I don't know that it's reasonable to expect that from like your average person.
This woman was a nutritionist.
Right. But that's what I mean is I think a nutritionist is probably looking at it as well as like, people aren't going to do this.
Oh,
people are
going
to see cheese and go to cheese and they're going to think that they're ticking the same box that non-vegan cheese ticks. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't. And your point is, yes, they should be smart enough to correct for that. And yes, they should, but they're not going to. We're not going to. We're like, we're all, and this is not a dig, like we're all fundamentally lazy and creatures of our habits and our constructs. And we're going to do that thing. So I think it is a valid criticism.
Yeah.
And I think this is all netting out in a good place because this article is saying they're being mindful of that so that you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
It is handy.
Yeah. I had another point, but.
I'm sorry I made you upset.
No, I'm not upset.
I made you forget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, well, this is a dumb take or maybe a dumb point, but I'm just glad at the idea of it, like reducing the, like eating squids, like in particular, like no animals should be killed for food, but pigs and squid are like, I feel like there is, if there were a hierarchy of crimes, that would be higher up on the list for me.
Yeah. Like
just
an
because
octopus.
Of what we're taking from the world. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know. I'm just more encouraged that
I get it.
At the idea of less calamari existing in the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hopefully that means more squid existing in the world.
In the world off of our plates.
Right.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, this is exciting. I want to eat it. In conclusion, this is exciting. I want to eat it.
In conclusion, this is exciting. Oh, the other point I was going to make.
You got it.
The whole, no. Oh. The squid thing was the point that I was going to make. The reason that I clicked on the headline in the first place, and great place to put a bow on this. I've said that twice this episode. this is some Star Trek shit. Mm-hmm. 3D printing food.
Hell yeah.
Not 3D printing like ingredients or 3D printing, you know, the framework for making food, but actual 3D printing food. Mm-hmm. Like, let's hurry up and get there.
Yes.
Because that's the answer to everything. Yeah. Without knowing anything about it, I can confidently say that that's the answer to everything.
This is Talking Toe News.
All right. And one more thing that we are going to... one thing that we are going to encourage taking from the world is ad revenue.
Yeah,
we'll be right back.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, welcome back to Talking Tofu. How about those ads?
Oh, weren't they great? Did you buy everything?
I cannot wait to see our check.
Oh, yeah, one day.
It's coming one of these days, right?
Sure, yeah.
In a couple of years.
Yeah.
But can't wait for all of our hard work to finally turn that profit.
Yeah.
Finally. Put us in the black. That's the good one, right?
Mm-hmm. In the red's the bad one.
In the red's the bad one, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I purchased these recently. I purchased these a few years ago, and we slept on them.
Oh, yeah, they went bad.
Yeah, and so I purchased them again.
Yeah, this time we did better. Like,
yeah. No good mistake goes unrepeated.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, I bought... So this is Unreal Steak Slices. I saw them at Publix.
Yep.
And I picked them. You don't know where I saw it.
I knew you had gone to Publix. I knew you got them at Publix.
You don't know where I saw it. I'm telling you I got them at Publix. You don't need to be like, yeah.
I knew you got them at Publix. You came home from Publix. You were like, I got these.
That is the most made up shit I've ever heard.
Then how did I know where you got them?
I just told you and you tried to act like you already knew. That's exactly what happened.
It's not what happened. You did
a quick knee jerk yeah. You did.
I would never do that.
We're going to camp out on this.
No, we're not.
We're going to camp out on the... I've wrapped up, balled up the script and thrown it because this is the rest of the episode at this point.
Mm-mm. Absolutely no, not.
I Just accept the bust. You got bust.
Okay.
So I got these at Publix.
Yeah.
Can you give me the real response, please?
Oh, at Publix?
Yes, I got these. So they have these at Publix. They don't have them at Kroger or anything like that. I got them at, they only carry them, or not only at Publix, but Publix is the place to get them in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. They probably have them at like Sevenanda or Whole Foods or other places, but it's not at our Kroger, not at our go-to. Mm-hmm. So I got them, was like, we're going to do it this time, but I'm not going to buy the whole line. I'm just going to get one. It's easier for us to eat one thing.
Yeah, I do feel like I get overwhelmed when there's a whole line
sure,
to attack.
Sure. So I got it, brought it home. A couple of days went by, and then I started to stress out. I was like, we got to eat this. We can't let this happen again. So I forced myself to make a sandwich using these Unreal Deli steak slices. Have I said the product name yet?
Yeah, we said okay, it.
I was clouded by my anger at you, so I don't know what I've said and what I haven't. Remind me to talk about Silo in a little bit. But it's a little joke because I don't remember. All right. So I made a sandwich on sourdough bread.
Okay.
I used mayo. Used lettuce. That lettuce I got was rough stuff.
Yeah, it was rubbery.
Yeah. It was like day one fresh. It was rubbery. I was like, whatever. This world fucking sucks. So it was sourdough, mayo, steak slices, lettuce, Wickles pickles on top. Another layer of sourdough.
So similar to my sandwich. Can I tell you mine?
Sure.
Sourdough, mayo, rubbery lettuce, steak slices,
and
I did my pickled onions and jalapenos.
Oh, that's very close to my sandwich. Do you want to hear what my sandwich was?
Yeah.
So sourdough, it was mayo, steak slices, rubbery lettuce, Wickles pickles on the top, another layer of sourdough.
Wow, yeah. Dave, that's so much.
It's a lot like your sandwich.
They're very similar.
Yeah, except mine had Wickles pickles. This is the difference between our two sandwiches. Mine had Wickles pickles on it. Mm-hmm. Yours had pickle, onion, and jalapenos on it. Instead.
But a sweet, spicy pickle.
Yeah.
Similar to, anyway.
Everything else exactly the same.
Yeah.
So I cut into the sandwich, took a bite, unremarkable. Unremarkable. I thought that the steak slices were a little bit dry.
I did too.
I thought it was more like jerky. It was more like light jerky on my sandwich. I thought it was more toothsome. Is that right? Toothsome. More chewable. No, is jerky more toothsome than a cold cut?
Yeah, more tender than jerky is maybe what you're thinking.
Okay. I bit into it more easily. I was able to make bites in my mouth of it. Mm-hmm. Like bite it off and then do the rest of the work in my mouth. Rather than jerky where you're kind of like, rawr, 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 you know? Okay. I didn't hate it. But I didn't really think it was very special.
Yeah. I kind of felt the same way. I felt like the star of that sandwich was the pickles.
Oh, you had pickled onions and jalapenos.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. You're just calling those pickles?
They're pickles.
That's misleading.
The pickled vegetables.
Thank you.
Okay. So I did want to say what these are made of. They're mostly wheat protein, I imagine, but they also have lentils in them and mushrooms and a lot of spices. They also have, am I seeing potato? Did I imagine that? Potato starch. Okay.
What is that? Chorizo?
What call is that,
back,
chorizo?
Call back to last night where you insisted that the chorizo we were eating was eggplant.
It wasn't. It was potato, everyone.
I said it was potato, and then she made a spectacle of fact-checking me.
I did.
Only to be proven wrong.
Yeah. Because I'm on a roll this weekend.
The menu said potato chorizo on it.
It did. I could have just looked. Anyway, hey, mistakes were made.
Yeah,
who knows what happened?
No good mistake goes unrepeated.
Yeah, I also thought these were fine. The flavor was, I tried a piece. Mm-hmm. There was like a half piece in there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll just eat this half piece.
Yeah, that was because I ate half a piece when I was making my sandwich.
Gosh, what parallel experiences we had.
God, I love you so much.
Oh, I love you too. Yeah. I thought it was dry. I thought that the mayo and pickles fixed that on the sandwich.
Sure.
But there wasn't much of a flavor, despite there's a lot of seasonings in here.
Yeah.
But it didn't have much flavor.
It had a little of a tang to it, which I appreciated.
Yeah.
Here's the thing I do appreciate, though. I say it's dry. I would rather have something dry than like, I think tofurkey is like a sloppy, wet slop job. Like,
oh boy.
Like those pieces are like, they're. And cold cuts arguably are that.
That you is what cold cuts are like.
But I'm grateful for a drier experience. Like you're saying, let me correct for that with a wetter, like,
yeah, you spread. Can put more dressing and stuff.
Like, give me that. I don't want the slop job, you know? Not there.
Noted.
So here's a question for you. This is unreal steak slice agnostic, but it's very sandwich related. I think about this a lot. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to open this up to the Toeheads.
Okay.
All listeners, you don't even have to be a Toehead. You can hate this if you've made it this far. I still want to know. Because you could be a meat eater. I want to know. You know, when you make a sandwich and you have finished the sandwich and you're in the kitchen and you're at the counter, you've got your ingredients for the sandwich and the sandwich has been completed. And your next steps, your two big action items are to put the ingredients away and then go to where you're going to eat the sandwich and eat the sandwich, right? Mm-hmm. Do you take a bite of the sandwich before you put the ingredients away? Or do you save it for when you've gotten to the place?
I clean up first.
Oh! Oh my gosh, that is the best bite in the world. It's never fresher. It's like that moment where you've made the sandwich and you like punctuate it with a big old satisfying bite. And then you're chewing on it with a big smile on your face while you're putting all the ingredients away and taking the plate to its final place. It's the best. It's the best. I don't know if you've thought about that and rejected the idea of it, but I would suggest trying it you haven't.
I'll try it if I make a sandwich this week.
Yeah. So listeners, chime in. Mm-hmm. Do you take that bite? Or do you, like Becky, have restraint and save it for that moment, for that final moment to eat, to break into the sandwich at that point? I'm a big take the first bite as soon as it's available guy.
Usually if I'm making a sandwich, it's because I'm making a quick lunch, mm-hmm. usually on my own. Mm-hmm. So I like to set everything up, put on what I'm going to watch, because I like to watch something when I'm eating.
Okay.
And especially by myself.
Yeah.
And then I settle in. It's a whole experience.
Yeah.
And so I eat it after I clean it.
Did you know that when I make pasta, I eat pasta the whole, in every stage of its cooking? So once it softens a little bit, I'll pull some out and I'll eat some while I'm working on it. And then a couple minutes later, as it gets softer, I'll pull another piece out and eat on it while I'm cooking.
I had a friend in high school who used to snack on raw spaghetti, on a regular basis. Weird. It was so weird.
Yeah.
She was like, try it. It's good. And I tried it. It was not good.
So.
Yes.
Would you put Unreal Steak Slices on level one of the silo? Or on the floor? Or the ground level?
Which level's better in your opinion?
Well, level one's the way out. That's where the Richie Richies are, right? They're near the top. And then the engineering's down at the bottom.
Yeah.
And they're just the scum.
Yeah, but I feel like it's better down there because.
Because you're a man of the people.
Maybe. I don't know. It just feels like
me.
Everybody's just kind of going along to get along down there. Up top, it's all drama and intrigue. And for on a TV show, up top. But for living your life, that doesn't, it's much more chill down in the lower levels. It seems like to me.
They got more creature comforts up top though.
Oh, that's true. I do like a creature comfort.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. Top of the silo.
Okay, so where do you put the Unreal Steak Slices? We've established where is the most desirable place.
I'd say middle of the silo.
Middle of the silo?
These were fine. If you made me a sandwich with these,
yeah.
I would eat it and enjoy it. Okay. But I also think the price point is a little higher than some of the more common deli slices. And I don't think I would pay a premium for these.
Okay.
What about you?
Well, I'm sorry to say the rating system is a little bit convoluted. So I'm just going to go on a 1 to 10 scale with these. And I'm going to say, I'm going to give these an 8 out of 10.
Really? Okay.
Because I do prefer them to a tofurkey slice. I think the Simple Truth stuff is better than tofurkey as well. So, but I'm eager for a slightly drier experience as long as the flavor profile is there. I'm interested in trying what their other flavors are. And seeing if we got a contender, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 8 out of 10.
All right.
Yeah. Makes my sandwiches interesting again, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like an interesting sandwich.
Yeah.
I think that that the pickled vegetables made it an interesting sandwich experience.
I'm grateful that you called them pickled vegetables that time.
That was my gift to you. Dave.
Sorry, I was taking a big sip of my Pedialyte Gatorade because I'm very dehydrated.
Do you want to have a snack?
Is that how?
Do you want to...
Did you get Cora excited when you said that?
Do you want to... She's asleep. Do you want to have a snack?
Sure.
Dave, do you want to set these up because they're so near and dear?
Yeah, I saw these at Kroger and bought them because I thought we should try them. I don't know what's near and dear about them.
I don't know. I guess that there's just been a big lead up to these because they keep getting pushed.
I'm a big Zapp's convert in the past 2 years.
Zapp's makes a great chip.
My number one chip. September spoiler. We're going to do a Zapp's off 1 week.
Ooh, yeah.
But Zapp's is my favorite chip company by like a mile.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I still like Kettle Chips, the Kettle brand. Like those Kettle brand salt and pepper, top tier for me.
I liked those until I had Zapp's. And then I was like, I don't know why I would waste my time. If I go to a place and they don't have Zapp chips, I don't buy chips. That's how much I like Zapp's chips.
Yeah, they do a good job.
So these are not chips, but they are Zapp's. They're pretzel sticks, STIX. Mm-hmm. The font used for pretzel sticks looks like the font used for a ska album.
Mm-hmm.
Sinfully Seasoned is what they're called.
Yep.
And these are the New Orleans voodoo style flavor. Now, I mentioned earlier that since I bought this, I have tried the voodoo chips, tried them at the beach, did not like them. Too tangy for me.
Oh.
A little too much. It was like if a barbecue chip and a salt and vinegar chip had a baby, which is what our child said.
Yes. And
he was exactly right.
Nailed it. Yep. And it was so good.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to grab one.
Okay. I'm just again repeating, you missed your chance for full excitement for me on these.
So these are like little inch and a half long like pretzel sticks, and they're like a little twisty. They twist them to continue on their twisted theme because it's a twist of two flavors, it says on the back, or twisted to hold more of our special flavor.
Okay, I got a lot of notes here. Okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
So...
Oh my God, they're so flavorful.
Okay, so the pretzel itself is a pretty good pretzel. Again, it airs on the dry side. I know that sounds weird to say with a hard pretzel, but like this is a drier pretzel than like a Snyder's, you know? But it's flaky, like intentionally flaky and fall aparty.
Mm-hmm.
It's a light, puffy pretzel. The seasoning is sinfully seasoned. It's pretty heavy.
It is really heavily seasoned. Yeah. Wow, my mouth is watering from the vinegar.
Wow. I like it more than I like the chips.
It is like salt and vinegar plus barbecue.
Yeah.
I can taste the paprika. Is it smoked paprika? Because it tastes smoky.
Yeah.
It just says paprika.
It's that paprika-y.
It is quite paprika-y. Oh, gosh. These are so good. And y'all, I don't like pretzels, but I'm going to eat a lot of these pretzels.
Yeah. I don't know how many I'll be able to eat of these. I would say... Even if paprika weren't in the equation, I would get into trouble with these because I would eat too many of them and get a stomachache.
So good. I can't.
Yeah.
I don't even know what else to say about them. They are like salt and vinegar meets barbecue and a flavor explosion. And the twisty shape of the pretzel, it's not like a spiral. It's like pretty subtle, but it feels
nice. And it's like
nice.
Half a pinky size of a medium sized pinky.
Medium size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Half a pinky size. Did you know that if you, like the distance between your pinky and your thumb, never mind. It's about half that size. And look, I got to say, Mr. Zapp, if you're listening, if you do this with the hotter and hot jalapeno
seasoning, my gosh, yes.
The things I will do to you.
We also, a warning to our listeners, not all Zapp's chips are vegan.
Yeah.
Even if the flavor sounds like it is, you should check because there's some stuff that has sneaky milk in it. But the voodoo does not, and the hotter and hot jalapeno is vegan as well.
That's the best chip in the world.
Is it
a good chip? As listeners of September 2022 can attest. I do want to flag that I've slipped in that we're doing September again without talking to you about it.
I'm into it. We've already got two out of the four ideas.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be... It'll probably be the same quality as September 2022. I don't think it'll be worse, but I'd be lying if I said we got a lot of fire in the tank for this year's September. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned for that.
Get excited.
Yeah. We got a letter?
Yeah. Dim Sim Kitty writes, Dave is talking about the Dark Age. Ethan is also in that episode. Jenny, yeah. Giles' girlfriend, gets possessed by Igon. They save her, but she draws away from him at the end due to trauma.
Yeah.
I am happy to provide Dave with several excellent podcasts on Buffy if he wishes.
Okay. Thank you. But I'll let you know on that. I do promise, Dim Sum Kitty, I make my promise to you, is that I will be better about specifically remembering what I'm watching, what I'm talking about. I will be a more accountable
contributor. Reviewer?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the letter?
That's the letter. I thought it was nice.
Okay.
Helpful. Helpful.
All right.
Dim Sum Kitty, thank you for the letter.
Should we give Dim Sum Kitty a segment?
I think she has one at the end. Dim Sum Kitty, thank you for the letter. And thank you all for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. It really does help us out, and we just love reading your 5-star reviews.
Hey.
Hey.
We'll probably read it on the pod.
We probably will.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know what could happen. You never know. You're checking. You never know. Why anything could happen. Anything could happen. No.
I see one more number.
Okay. Well, it was just a rating. Oh.
Okay.
Thank you to whoever rated us.
Yeah. Thanks for the extra rating.
Woo. That really makes us happy. We'd shout you out if they told us who you were.
Yeah. Hey, if you gave us that rating and you're still listening, let us know.
And you still stand by that 5 stars.
Yeah.
Let us know.
We'll shout you out.
We will.
We will do a whole episode about you.
Hey, and do us a big favor and tell a friend about us or post about us on social media. It really does help us out. Word of mouth is the number one way that people find our little show. And I am Glue and Glitter on all social media. And you can find my recipes, including those pickled vegetables that so enraged Dave Streepy.
They didn't enrage me.
They're pickled onions and jalapenos.
Yeah, they didn't enrage me.
Oh, it was just that I called them
pickles. Called them pickles. That's wrong.
Those are at glueandglitter.com.
I'm Line Leader on everything, and Line Leader was taken on TikTok. I don't have the script anymore because I balled it up and threw it away.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Goodbye.
Goodbye. In my opinion, nation, the sun is gonna surely shine.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.